Amar apropo, it means tura, like a row, beradieno, outside the eye. So it means like the eyelid. And the piece of meat like that covers up the eye. And the outside, if you have this pigam, or this nekev, or this sedek, that makes the moon. Then it says dak and tvolo. Tana rabbanan. Dak, what does dak mean? It's that we're saying the membrane is growing over the eye. So mashuk, if the membrane makes the eye look sunk in, haray the moon, that's called the moon. Saf, if it looks like it's floating upwards, that's not called enum, that's not called the moon. So the marai vatan yipkudot the opposite way around, lakasha. Ho bishachar ho belovin. One's talking about the black of the eye, and one, the havamirur, is talking about the white of the eye. That even by the white of the eye, if it's sunk, if it's outwards, that's not called the mum. So that's the question we just said before in the Mishnah, for a mum and beloved, in the white part of the eye, there's no mum, that's not the ikur of the eye, the white part. So I don't care whether it's in or out, there's no mum there. Ela means like this, ho biduk lovan, one is talking about that this membrane was a white membrane that grew over the black of the eye. Ho biduk shok, we're talking about a black membrane. The Yama Rabba Bar Bachona, that Safi Rabbi Yashia Diminoishi told me, Rabbi Yashia Diminoishi told me, Zadak Shochor, if it's a white, is black membrane growing over the black of the eye, Meshuka, that makes the eye sink in, and that's called a raised mum, that's a mum. Saf, if it's floating outwards, ain't a mum. But the dark lovin, let's say you have a white membrane growing over the black of the eye, so here's the opposite, Meshuka, if the membrane makes the eye sunk in like, ain't a mum, it's not called a mum. But saf, if this white membrane makes the eye like float out, then have raised the mum, that's called the mum. The semnech, the simtrem, this broker means turning white. So kids, both parts are talking about now that the membrane grows over the black of the eye. So nafkamina, whether it's a white membrane or a black membrane. So nafkamina, we have to, like, look, go inwards or go outwards. Then the Mishnah says, chalozoi nochosh v'yonof. So these are different growths on the eye. If it looks like one of these three, it makes it into a mum. He brought up a question like this. Chalozoin, hu nochosh. So the Mishnah means to say one thing. Chalozoin is the same thing as a nochosh. Means it looks like one thing. Or Duma maybe know, chalozoin and nochosh. They're two separate mumim. There's one mum that looks like a chalozoin, like a fish, and one's like a nochosh, looks like a snake. So Toshima, the Yama Rabba Baba Chona, that Sachli Rabbi Yechon and Ben Eloza, that Rabbi Yechon and Ben Eloza told me, that Zokin Echod Hoye Pishkunas, he once had an older person living in his neighborhood, Rabbi Shimon Ben Yosi, Lekud Yishmoy, that was his name, and he was a Kayin. Well, my Yama, from a whole lifetime, where you vacuum in front of him, I never went in front of him. And he always gave him COVID as a Zokin, I never walked in front of him. But Pam Achas, it once happened, or vacuum in front of him, I went in front of him. Omelin, he told me, Shev Beni Shev, sit down, my son. Chalozin Zu, he showed him, he had a mum, and he showed him on the eye, there was this growth, looking like a chalozin. So he said, you should know, Zem Mum Kavua, this is a permanent mum, Lishkatalov, that you could shech, that's called a good mum, and the Zel Nochesh on Rechomim, that's what the Mishnah means by a Nochesh. So you see clearly, a Nochesh and a chalozin are both the same thing. He said, the Zel Nochesh Shomchom, this is the Nochesh Achom said. Now, the Afal Pi Shomru, Einodim Roy Mumliyat, even a person can't pass him for himself. Avomoyra Halacha Le Talmidim. Here the Pshat is this Chochom was just teaching his Talmidim the Halacha. He meant to tell them that this is a good Mum, he showed them this is a good Mum. The Talmidim Moyim Loy, and now the Talmidim can pass him like this. That's the most question. The Talmidim Moyim Loy, I have Omar of Abba, Omar of Huna. Kol Talmud Chochem, any Talmud Chochem, Shemayra Halacha, we pass in the Halacha first. And then Ubo, and then the Shaila comes the Maisa, this question comes up. So it depends. In Kaidim Maisa, if he said over the Halacha before the action, then the case came in front of him. So Shemayra, then he's allowed to use that Psaq, because he passed in the ready, when it wasn't a Gaitim. So it's called, he made a Psaq, then he could use it later. But the Imlaf, like let's say first the Maisa comes in front of you, and then you say Yipsak ain't Shemloi, then you can't listen to Yipsak, because we say it's like you're passing for yourself. So here also the Chura, he's passing now in his Mum, so even though he's teaching this to Talmidim, Talmidim can't be Mekabalit. So Mar says, no, Iyo Nami Moro Bo Heaven Mikoravad, the Pshat was here was, he already gave out the Pshat once before. Before he had his own Bechor, before he had him negated himself, he already passed him, and that's the Pshat from the Mum in the Mishnah. Now, it just happened to be, he had another case of that, you showed it to his Talmidim. But since before he passed when it wasn't a gay of him, that's called a gupsa. Then it says in the Mishnah, Zer Tfulu, what's called this mixing up or streak of white going into the eye? Love and apoisik es asira. So it's like this. Masnitsim, who's the Mishnah Masnitsim, who's the Mishnah go like? Reb Yossi. Those are going to Reb Yossi. The time will go like this. Lovon v'nichnas b'shochon. If a white streak goes into the black, that makes a moon. And who went in the opposite way? Shochor, a black streak from the black part of the eye. V'nichnas b'lubin, it goes into the white part of the eye. Harezem mum, divrei Rabbi Meir. That's not like our Mishnah. So our Mishnah says when it goes into the white, there's no mum there. But Reb Yossi, you only know. Lovon v'nichnas b'shochon, it's a white streak going into the black of the eye. Harezem mum. That's the moon in the black. But the opposite way, shochov, and this blood, if a black streak goes out into the white of the eye, ain't the moon, that's not called the moon. And the reason is, shame, moon in the love, and in the white of the eye, there's no moon. And Amar Rav, Rav explains, my time, what's the reason of Yossi? To see the Pasuk says, Yetzei mecholav einemoi, that it goes out of the fat of the eye, that the white of the eye is called the fat of the eye. I mean to say, tar b'din ikra, it's only called the fat of the eye. But a name my stomach is not called the eye. Like the main part of the eye is only the black of the eye. And there you have a mum. But in the white of the eye, it's only like a fat and has no mum there. Rabbi Meir, what does he do? This is my timer. He learns my Lashon Tivlo. What's Lashon of this mum? Tivlo, Dovra Mavavla sign, any type of mixture you make in the eye. So whether the white goes to the black or the black goes to the white, in both ways there's a mum. Now the Mishnah says, Chavaru. That's called white spots on the eye. Rels v'amayim, if the ear, if the eye tears a lot. Hakvuyim, if it's permanent there. That's called a mum. Now, is there chavavur hakvur, what's called white spot that's permanent, not going to go away? Because the shosh malinim, if the b'chol had it for 80 days already, white spots on its eye, that's a mum kavua. Rechnina ben antignus oimer, b'rit k'nois v'gimu pomim, b'terich sh'mayim yoyim. It's not enough just to come at the beginning and see the white spots, and come back 80 days later and see it there again. It's a mum. It could be a friend, maybe in between it went away and came back again. So throughout these 80 days, you have to check it 3 times to make sure all the time the white spots were there. Now, the Elohim Mayim Akvoyim, what's called water, like dripping tears, that's permanent. It means like this, even though we gave the behemoth food that like medicine and it didn't heal it, and it's still dripping, that's called kavua. Now, what's the medicine? Ocholach, if it ate wet type of wheat, the yavish, and then dry type, shogushamim, of the rainy ones, meaning a field that lives on rainwater. Rashi says, Ocholach, yavish, shogushamim, means in hechelu, refua, we gave him tea to shtrua, to heal him up, yeah, lach, lessons, hagodot, from the wheat that grew in, or the shtrua that grew in Nisan. The yavish means the one that grew in Tishrei. Tomorrow we'll soon see. And he gave it to him biyachad lach biyavish gushamim. Means gushamim that grew in the field of a base above that's enough with rainwater. Or else the Gemara says, or else lach biyavish shalchim. Shalchim means a field that doesn't grow by rainwater. You have to water it. Or yochol hayavish rachachalach einimum. That's not called a mum. But that's not called. He gave him good medicine to try and kill him first. Add what's called good medicine? Shiyokul alach. First he has to eat the wheat, straw, that's lach. And lach is saying now, that's what grows. Rashi said lach was what grows in Nisan. The straw that grows in Nisan time. You have to give the animal first to eat from that. V'yachakach yovish. Then you give him the straw that grew in Elul, in Tishrei. And if he doesn't get well, then it's called a mum kavua. But if you don't give him the medicine the right way, it's no proof that it's a mum kavua. It could be if you give him the right medicine, maybe the animal would have been healed up. That's not called a mum. Tumor says, Mas nisim, who's the mystagogic mani, Reb Yudi. The time went like this. Chavav kavua, what's called white spots that's a permanent. Avoyim yom, it's enough just to be there 40 days. Or mayim akvuyim shmanim yom, divu mesra meyashita. Reb Yudi, let me know. Chavu means shmonim yom. It has to be at least 80 days, the white spots. V'yeluhein mayim akvuyim. Now, what's called water, dripping water, that's a permanent mum? Ocho lach v'yavish. He ate first the lach and the yavish. Oh, no, he ate together. Ocho lach v'yavish obes ha-shachim. That's what grows on when you irrigate it. Oy shochal yavish v'chakach ocho lach. Ein mum, that's not called a proof that's a good mum, because she didn't give him the medicine the right way. Ad sheyerko yavish, first he has to eat the dry or straw. Acher alach, not first, means he has to eat the dry after the wet. And the yeshna gimakadashim, it's 3 months that you have this, the different type of straw, that's the Nisan and Tishrei times. And for Tavayu Taninun, both of them we learned, for Tavayu Taninu, Ochol Lach the Yavish HaRishonim, Lach the Yavish HaShachin, because we learned both ways, for Tavayu, either one is good mashma. So one says, no, Kasurim Nech, something is missing. This is what it means, it should have said, Ochol Lach the Yavish HaRishonim, it eats both of them together, Hareza Mum, that is called the good Mum. It eats the Lach the Yavish HaRishonim. Beis HaShalchin though, Yitzchak and the Beis HaShalchin, that's a mum. That's not called a mum, because we eat it from the straw that grows in the Beis HaShalchin, the field that needs irrigation, that's not good medicine. Now the Gesherim Nam, even if you eat it from a field that lives on rainwater, Ocha Yovish, if you eat the dry one first, V'yachakach Ocha Lalach, also that's no good, ain't a mum. Ach Yochu, the Refu has to be, Yovish Acher Lalach, that first you eat the Lach, and then you eat the yavish, and you don't heal up, that's a proof it's a permanent mum. The Yeshna Gimel Chadashim, there are 3 months to try this out, that the lach and yavish is, but the more anyway, it's not that way. For Tani, we learned, for Ravidi Barav and Omer Rav Yitzvah Bari Shoyin, Ad Bevenis and Lach, that the lach, he learns, is 2 months. That means the wet part of the straw that grows in Adar and Nisan, that's called lach. Elo the Tishrei, that's called Yovish. Or so it's not 3 months, but it's 4 months that he could have this medicine to grow. So we'll aim rather say like this. Adar v'chati Nisan, that's only 1.5 months. That's lach. Elo v'chati Tishrei, that's Yovish. So between both of them, the lach and Yovish, is only a period of 3 months. So within 3 months you have this medicine that grows. So if the behemoth takes the medicine the right way and still the tears are still there, that's the proof it's really a sick animal. That's called a mum kavur. Ibrahim, I have a question like this. Lach means bizman lach, means only that time el of Tishrei. The yavish is bizman ha-yavish, that's when he has to eat it. Or do you maybe know, lach v'yavish bizman ha-lach, if you have, like, stored away the straw from Elul, even though now it's Nisan, you can test them out together. As long as you have the two types of straws. Toshema, the Yom Ravidi Barav and Yom Rav Yitzvah Barashin. Adda v'nisin lach, elav v'tishrei yavish. So mashmi, each one has to be separate. You have to test them out in these different times. So Mara says, no. Duma, maybe what he meant to say was, peirid yelav, if you take the peiris, you take those straw that grew in elav v'tishrei. Machinu lebi adda v'nisin, maybe you can give it to him later, eat him adda v'nisin. So you could feed them together one after another if he takes the lach first and then the yavish. The kama machilos, and how much do you have to give him of it to eat? How much refuah? Om Rav Yechne Mishum Pimchas Ben Aruva Kegregris. He has to get dried out dates. That's how much you have to eat from it. If he eats this much and still he doesn't get better, that's the right to mum kavua. Om Arova Boy Marova Kegregris Besuda Rishaina Migregris on the